AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on U.S. airstrikes in Nigeria.
The United States has launched airstrikes targeting militants affiliated with the Islamic State in northwestern Nigeria after President Trump spent weeks accusing the nation of failing to rein in the persecution of Christians. Video from Sokoto State, filmed late on Thursday, shows locals holding metal debris, which appears to be part of a projectile, and a fire in the background turning the night sky orange. Nigeria's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said the strikes took place in cooperation with Nigeria, which included exchange of intelligence and strategic coordination that followed international law. Nigeria is battling multiple armed groups, including at least two affiliated with the Islamic State, one which is an offshoot of the Boko Haram extremist group, and a lesser-known Lakurawa group, prominent in areas like Sokoto, where the strikes took place. In the last year, Lakurawa has increasingly become lethal in the region. Residents and security analysts have said Nigeria's security crisis affects both Christians, predominant in the south, and Muslims, who are the majority in the north. I'm Karen Chamas.
In Syria, a bombing at a mosque in the city of Homs during today's prayers killed at least 8 people and wounded 18 others. Syria's state-run Arab news agency, Sana'a, said that preliminary investigations indicate that explosive devices were planted inside the mosque. Authorities were searching for the perpetrators, who have not yet been identified. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's meeting with President Trump on Sunday in Florida. Two of the unresolved issues in the ongoing negotiations between Ukraine and the U.S. are security guarantees for Ukraine and the fate of the territories that Russia claims. This is AP News. The developers of a Virginia offshore wind project are asking a federal judge to block a Trump administration order that halted construction of their project, along with four others. The Trump administration said the decision was made over national security concerns, but the Interior Department did not detail those concerns. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on sanctions imposed by China.
Beijing is imposing sanctions on 20 U.S. defense companies and 10 executives after the Trump administration last week announced large-scale arms sales to Taiwan. The companies include Northrop Grumman and Boeing in St. Louis. Their assets in China have been frozen, and Chinese organizations and individuals can no longer deal with them. Last week, the U.S. announced an arms sale package to Taiwan valued at more than $10 billion. It still must be approved by Congress. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.